So it's the fifth night of Hanukkah, and our little Haider student has told his father about the miracle of the flames exchanging stories in the shul after they've been extinguished in the homes. So on that night, on that fifth night, hidden in the darkness at the corner of the shul, are our Haider student and his father ready to listen. One by one, the first, second, third, fourth and fifth flames arrive. They talk amongst themselves of trivialities, of presents that have been given, and there's nothing really to hold your attention. And then one by one, the Shamus flames begin to arrive. They're always last to burn out, you see, always wanting to listen to the last words of stories that are told. Our Shamus flame, I suppose, is the one they've all come to listen to. They love his stories. But as the night wears on, he never appears. A Hanukkah flame from the first night. A first night flame who has been there since the beginning says, "We don't need him. I have a story to tell. You'll never guess what happened. There was this king, right? And he was given a jewel and his son dropped it and it broke." They all listened. They all waited. Even the Haider student almost said, "And what happened next?" It was one of the Shamus flames that said, "Well, that's not really a story, is it? That's just a fact. That's something that happened. What happened next?" "No, I didn't hang around to find out. I wanted to get here to be with all my friends," said the flame. There was a flicker of disapproval. Until one Shamus flame, you remember the thin blue flame that now wasn't so blue, that was a golden warm colour, though still a little smaller than the rest, said, "I know that story. They told it in our house tonight. And this is the story that our little friend told. King Solomon was given a great diamond, possibly the most beautiful and perfect diamond that had ever been. He had it fashioned and cut so that it would sit perfectly in a ring or a necklace, a staff or a crown. It was so beautiful he couldn't decide, and so he took it to court one day and held it before his wisest men. As the jewel sparkled, one of his youngest sons, attracted by the brilliance of the gem, came forward, took it out of his father's hand so quickly that the king couldn't stop him. But the jewel was heavy, and the child, although entranced by its beauty, couldn't hold it, and it fell to the ground, and in that moment, as it fell, a great crack appeared in its heart. A gasp went round the crowds. The king was furious, and the child, seeing what it had done, well, its lip began to tremble, it began to cry. It hadn't meant to harm the jewel, merely it had wanted to celebrate how perfect and beautiful and magical it was. Its mother picked it up and took it away before it could get the full force of the king's anger. And the king said, "Now what? It is useless. It is nothing. It is flawed and not beautiful anymore." He called the finest jewellers in the whole of the kingdom, but all said that the only way to get rid of the flaw in the diamond was to cut it and mould it and shape it and make it smaller than it had been, maybe break it up into several smaller jewels, but the king didn't want to do that. And then one jeweller from the far side of town said, "I can make this jewel whole and more beautiful than it is now." Well, all the court jewellers laughed, said, "The man is a fool." Nevertheless, he was given a room and the tools to work with, and he worked and worked, and people peered in and looked and said, "He's not really doing anything." After 1 month, the little jeweller brought back the diamond to King Solomon, and the small child watched, afraid now to touch it. The king held up the jewel, and at first thought that the same fault line was still there. "You've done nothing to it," he said. "Hold it up to the light," said the little jeweller. And as King Solomon held that diamond up to the flickering flame of the candle, he saw that in its heart was engraved the most beautiful rose, and its stem, thorned and perfect, was the fault line, the crack running through its centre. "You have, although I wouldn't have believed it possible," said King Solomon, "made this diamond more beautiful than it was before." And smiling, he gave it to his youngest son. "If it hadn't been for you," he said, "the rose at the heart of this jewel would never have been revealed." And the small child took it. And that jewel never adorned a crown, a bracelet, a sceptre, or even a ring. It was held in the hands of a small child, beautiful, and a testament to the fact that only by sometimes getting things wrong and making mistakes do we reveal the most beautiful parts of ourselves. The flames flickered, and the Hanukkah light that hadn't known the full story hung its head, ashamed that it hadn't bothered to listen. And the little Haida student, he was so excited, he could not help himself. He burst into applause, and the timid little Shammah's flame was so afraid that he disappeared up to heaven, and all the other flames followed. And to see who arrives at the shul to hear the stories on the sixth night, well, you'll have to wait till tomorrow.